This is sonnet number 33, which I've added to the list, partly because it's clearly the sonnet written for someone who gets up early morning. Full many a glorious morning have I seen flatter the mountain tops with sovereign eye, kissing with golden face the meadows green, gilding pale streams with heavenly alchemy. Anon, permit the basest clouds to ride with ugly rack on his celestial face, and from the forlorn world his visage hide, stealing unseen to west with this disgrace. Even so, my sun one early morn did shine with all triumphant splendour on my brow, but out, alack, he was but one hour mine. The region cloud hath masked him from me now, yet him for this my love no whit disdaineth. Suns of the world may stain when heaven's sun staineth. This one is sonnet number 34. Why didst thou promise such a beauteous day and make me travel forth without my cloak, to let base clouds o'ertake me in my way, hiding thy bravery in their rotten smoke? 'Tis not enough that through the cloud thou break to dry the rain on my storm-beaten face, for no man well of such a salve can speak that heals the wound and cures not the disgrace. Nor can thy shame give physic to my grief. Though thou repent, yet I have still the loss. The offender's sorrow lends but weak relief to him that bears the strong offence's cross. Ah, but those tears are pearl which thy love sheds, and they are rich and ransom all ill deeds. Sonnet number 104. To me, fair friend, you never can be old, for as you were when first your eye I eyed, such seems your beauty still. 3 winters cold have from the forest shook 3 summers' pride, 3 beauteous springs to yellow autumn turned, in process of the seasons have I seen. 3 April perfumes in 3 hot Junes burned, since first I saw you fresh, which yet are green. Ah, yet doth beauty, like a dial hand, steal from his figure and no pace perceived. So your sweet hue, which methinks still doth stand, hath motion and mine eye may be deceived. For fear of which, hear this, thou age unbred. Ere you were born, was beauty's summer dead. This is sonnet number 116. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. This is sonnet number 129. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action. Until action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. Enjoyed no sooner but despised straight, past reason hunted, and no sooner had past reason hated, as a swallowed bait on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Mad in pursuit and in possession so, had having and in quest to have extreme. A bliss in proof and proved a very woe. Before a joy proposed, behind a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell.